Looking for a secure career and a stable job? Let's get that right. Information technology is big and here to stay. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, IT jobs such as network system administrators, cybersecurity experts, programmers, cloud and computer systems analysts are expected to increase a whopping 31% by 2029. That's where Texas Premier Technology Institute comes in. The Technology Career Training Institute offers you the top industry acclaimed certifications, including CompTIA, Cisco, and Microsoft, in just a matter of 12 weeks. Here's the take. You may also qualify for free tuition and job placement assistance if you're currently unemployed or even underemployed. Contact TPTI at 1-888-490-TPTI or online at tpti.us.
Hey,
this is Tina, and I got Yvette and Jeanette with me. Lord, what's been going on? We're going to talk about some life shit. This, you know, it's amazing, all the stuff. You know what? I was having a thought just while we were kind of waiting in queue. You know what? Some of the things that your young adults do, you know, what do you have to say compared to what you've done in life? You know, we were just talking about, you know, sneaking in clubs and, you know, it used to be different back in the day, but now, you know what, are we overprotective?
These days and times are different. If you really think about some of the things that we used to do when we were, you know, like in our early 20s or, you know, late teens or whatever, you can't do that stuff now. It, you know, like, yeah, it's too dangerous out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
crazy stuff.
Are you protecting your kids online? I know that you do it for your small kids and you do it for your teenage kids, but you know, Jeanette, do you like ask your son or ask your, you know who you dating, who you talking to? Because, you know,
I do try to keep, but I mean, I think it's good for him to know. Just we're currently living together, and I think that it's good for him to know who I'm dealing with as well as for me. Mm-hmm. To know who he's,
yeah, that's a good idea. You don't want to make sure people know who's gonna walk up at the door, and absolutely, you know. Yeah, where you going at night when you sneak off?
I tell him that. Now he doesn't. Oh Lord! Now he doesn't want to let me know anything, but I keep telling him, it's security. You need to let me know. I need to know what's going on, especially with girls. You all have daughters, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, how about you, Yvette? Because I'm like, with my daughter not living in the town, you know, I find myself, you know, we talk often, but you know, I'm like, what's going on? Who you talking to? And you know, they don't really say a lot, but you know. How do you deal with, you know, daughters that don't live in the same vicinity?
My daughters, they don't live in the same city as I do either. So it's kind of like we're not in the same household. It's kind of like bittersweet almost, mm-hmm, because when they were at home, I used to stay nervous. Mm-hmm. I would stay nervous all the time about everything that they would do or when they would leave home. With them not being here, I'm a little bit more calm. But then you gotta think about, okay, so they live
alone.
What are they doing now?
Yeah.
I'm constantly asking them questions about.
Yeah, are you dating anybody? Because you know what, because not that we were open to say, you know, I think, you know, we kind of came up in an era where we had a boyfriend and every, you know, they knew who our boyfriend was. Mm-hmm. But then now everybody is kind of fluid. You know, they group date. Right. They don't say this is my boyfriend.
It's weird.
It's very weird.
What is it? Is it Generation X?
Yeah, they Generation Y or something like that.
I think Y.
They're Generation Y.
They're weird. They don't really have boyfriends.
No.
They just have a group of friends.
Yeah. That's, you know, there's a few that do that. But
yeah. My son, I know his girlfriend, but he's a rarity. But I'm like, I don't know a lot of kids. My nephew never says anything. He makes you think, I'm like, what are you be doing? You know, I know you ain't playing video games.
all the time. They just more don't prime.
Tell us.
That's what they are. They're more.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes the boys will. They would. If it gets something probably serious, just like with your son Tina, they'll let you know. Tina, I know one thing that you talked about that you wanted to discuss that I think would be really good for women our age. There's some that are married and the challenges they have with those relationships, while there's some single,
yeah.
And then there's some in complicated situations. So do we, ladies, let's talk about relationships with men. Let's get down and get real with it. You know, what's going on with you? I know you ain't gonna give us too much information, but.
You said Yvette or Tina?
Both of y'all.
I'm
secretive. You know I'm secret. You know I'll be like,
I'm not secretive. I am married and I'm just a normal married person. We don't have no drama. I'm like, you know, we're good. I don't even have to tell y'all my life is boring. I just have a husband.
Boring is good. Boring is good. Boring is always good. But you know what, challenges will come up even amidst boring. Whenever you're just dealing with somebody, challenges will come up. I know for me, I am dating and I'm going with the flow and I'm seeing how things go and and seeing if somebody is really up to standard, up to snuff, are they willing to come in correct? Because I'm getting things established for myself. So I want somebody who's gonna come in and add something to the picture, you know. And so if that's what they're doing, then I'm you know, open.
Jeanette, what you want them to add to the picture?
Okay, they can't just come with themselves, Yvette. They need to come. They need to come with a few dollars. They need to come with
I feel like I'm the happy medium right between both of y'all. It's like Jeanette talk about relationship, Yvette in a relationship. I enjoy life and I'm not, you know, I've been married and I understand the nuances of what you need in a relationship. But I think I'm kind of in that part where I'm just really, really, I'm just looking for, you know, just that fulfillment in life. And I just say, I like to do things that make me happy. And, we travel and so I'm not really in the, I gotta be married. I'm not there, but I'm like, I don't want to be single. I don't want to be alone. So I'm kind of in that, that area of life. And I really don't put myself in a lot of pressure about it. And I know that, at certain points in life, we tend to want to have certain things, but I'm really in a real comfortable place. And I hope I don't get too comfortable here where I'm just like, it works for me.
I'm comfortable too.
Well, that's good.
I've never been married, but I'm getting older now and I'm comfortable in my singleness, dating and just having a good time.
So for me,
it'll have to be the right situation for me to, to move forward with somebody, because honestly, I am pretty settled in my life now. So,
I can say as a friend to Jeanette and Tina, because you can be friends with a whole bunch of ladies and they will just complain. You know what? Y'all are really good because y'all don't complain about your life. You know, you have some ladies that be like, oh, I want to be married. Oh, I want to have a baby. Oh, I want this, and that. I want this kind of relationship. Y'all don't complain about that. And I love that about y'all.
At the end of the day, what I would say is that for me, I wasn't at peace when I was complaining. My parents were married.
You was complaining?
I was complaining before I met you.
Okay.
When I was younger, I was complaining. My parents had been married. They were married until my father passed a couple of years ago. But I mean, I thought my life would have been totally different than what it is right now. But what I've done is I've decided to be at peace with where I'm at, enjoy, just like what Tina's saying, enjoy my life and realize that this is the life that God has me living now and make the best out of it. And when I took all of that pressure off, marriage and all of that, I mean, my life got good.
Yeah. And you look at doing this
pandemic. Moving up.
Yeah, but you looking through this pandemic, I have to say, I have had so many people that I knew were single, you know, looking for love. And they're like, all of a sudden, they're engaged or married. And, you know, and I would want to hope that they're with someone who have the same values. But I also know that they're at that period of life where it's like, oh, my God, I've been alone for 7 years or 10 years. Or and I, it's not just a knee jerk reaction because, you know what? You know, the last thing, you know what I want to hear is I want to get married. I want to get married. I want to get married. And now, oh, my gosh, I got this spouse and I hate him. You know, and that's why I was like, I'd be like, you know what? You need to be happy with yourself first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
And a lot of people, you say you hear a lot of people getting married during this pandemic, but what I've heard is a lot of people getting divorced.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's the people who they never liked anyway. Yes, they were dodging, they were dipping and dodging. They got stuck in the house with them and they said, to hell with this shit.
I'm
getting the hell out of here.
Or significant other for too long. Yes, and it's kind of like, we need some separation. Yes. Like, you know, we're not going to work anymore. You together all day long, 24/7.
You have to wonder what was keeping them together if just, you know, the fact that I would think that this is some great time. If you had to be at home with your spouse all day, and I know, Yvette, you probably could speak to this, but, you know, you really get to know that person. You get to know the end. I mean, because when they leave at 8 o'clock in the morning and was going to work and you ain't see them for 8, 10 hours and they came back, you know, you had that time between dinner and bedtime and, you know, on the weekends. But now you get to spend quality time. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad, because, you know, you're thinking that's some time y'all can be getting to really know each other.
Well, I tell you what, it's almost like we still go to work.
Okay.
We get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Get dressed and whatever. Mm-hmm. And he goes to his office and work. And I go to my office and work. Yeah. And I swear, the day passes by. And sometimes we don't even see each other until
the night. I guess so. Yeah,
so probably
it's
good
like
because
we are working, so we're not in the house like, hey, you know, hanging out with each other all day long. It's not like that. Now we may come together and be like, oh, hey, you know, like I may come downstairs or he may come downstairs and we run into each other.
Yeah,
or we got to talk about something during the daytime. I go to his office or he come to my office.
So it's just like y'all ain't really changed. This has been the norm. This has been the norm. But I guess, you know, and I always say it depends on your love language. It's quality time, because I would always say my love language was always kind of quality time, and I definitely appreciate being able to spend time with someone. But you know, and that maybe that's just something that was important to me. And maybe somebody else, they'd be like, you know what, we ain't got to spend, but, you know, 5 hours a day together and I'm good. And that works for people. So I just hope that all these people that's trying to get married, they understand, because I tell you, you can be with somebody for 10 years and you know, sometimes you just don't want to smell a fart and you don't want to smell a bathroom after they came. You just want to spray and be like, oh, I wish we had an outdoor, we had a detached bathroom.
I already know Jeanette gonna put on her mask. So
spray her poopery.
Spray some poopery. Because, you know, like you ladies, I've traveled with other women and I told you all, when we go to the restroom, let's go downstairs. But these divas, let's go down to the lobby bathroom.
We didn't turn off the road on this one.
And these divas, we've turned off the road. Yeah, and these divas, they go. Yeah.
But you know what? But living with somebody is totally different than seeing them every day or on a regular basis, a few times a week, and then. Because you do have this dynamic of it's space, giving people their space, you having your space, sharing the space, you know, that you know, and I think that that's a balancing act, you know, that you want to, you know, because sometimes, you know, I know I'm a loner and I don't mind being alone. I like to go sit in a room for hours by myself. And I'm sure, Yvette, if you can do that at work, you know, I ain't got to be sitting all up on you.
Me too. I love living by myself. I mean, I'm in a family situation now where I'm living with my family and going to be moving more so with more family. But I've always lived by myself. And I really love that. But you know what you have now, Tina? A lot of times people, they really didn't like their spouses. They were in a situation where they were tolerating them.
Yeah.
They had to deal with I don't like this person. Forget it. I'm out of here.
It becomes a convenience. I know what you're talking about. It becomes a convenience. Yeah. So you just like, I don't want to have to uproot myself and move and, you know, go find a new place and, you know, have some extra bills and, different stuff.
And I will tell you what people ask me a lot of time, being a single woman. Oh, you're pretty. Why haven't you ever been married? But for me, it was about the situation being right. If it was right, I would have moved forward with it. And if a right situation comes up in the future, I will move forward with it. But I'm just not going to move forward with anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
My mom and dad set me up with some standards, and I'll stay by myself. I will continue to be single and date before I just go get
with jump into something.
Well, yeah. I think this is a long time. My husband and I had dated, 8 years prior
that
to getting married?
That is a long time.
We never lived together.
Oh, you know, wow.
Prior to then. Once when we moved in, we were getting married. And then we got married 2 months later. So we never lived, all of them years we lived.
See, these are all good nuggets. These are good nuggets. I hope some woman listens to this because it's a woman out there. You got a perspective from a married person. Yeah. You got a perspective from a semi, just in between and, a single person. and you know what? Because people think they want something and they really need to understand what they really want.
No, they don't know what they want. Yeah. And they all situations have its challenges. So what I would say for people is just trust in God and know that wherever you're at is where he wants you to be.
Yeah, that's what I think.
There. And I'm going to tell you, when I got to that point, life has been good.
Yeah.
If you accept
your situation for where you are and what you're in right now and enjoy it. And that's what if people could enjoy that, if you can, they don't like to say enjoy your singleness. Just because you want to be married, enjoy your singleness. If you are married, enjoy your marriage, because you know what? You look at people and it's never greener. They say it all the time. I don't care what happened is. The situation, you can look at somebody's life and think it's just, oh my gosh, her marriage is just the best. And she could be miserable. And then you can look at somebody single and thinking, oh my gosh, I want to be single because I want to travel. I want to do all these fun things and be able to go where I want to go. But then again, she's sitting there just miserable too. So it's just like, enjoy where you're at.
Yeah,
You got to have that right person, because you all know I'm married and I still go out and travel and do.
Yes.
My husband is cool with.
Exactly. You got to have a healthy balance. That's good.
A lot of women have put on paper exactly what they're looking for. And I would say, as you get over 35, you need to get black and get real about what is out on the market. The people that were out on the market in their 20s, people like my dad and like you all's dads, they were locked down by the time they was in their
20s. I think my mom got my dad when they was in the 7th and 8th grade.
Ladies, you know what I tell people? At this point, we're dealing with the leftovers.
We got the broken, the people that that are out there, they require time. And I tell Jeanette that all the time. I'm like, if you are looking for someone, 3 months, 2 months,
it takes years with the personality. You got to take them through some different stuff. You gotta go through some fights and really fight with people. So what I'll do is, okay, later for you, fight with yourself. I'm going to get me a glass of wine. I'm going to my house. I'm not playing with you.
God was looking at me because I was blessed and I met my husband really right away, and he's still here today. And I'm thankful for him. I am. Yeah. He was a blessing right away.
I'm glad about our group that we have, because we got all people, and with you two are divorced. I'm a woman who has a child. I was a single parent. I was never married. Yeah. So we all have all of these wealth of experiences that
we didn't come from broken homes. And that's what I always say about us, is that we came with two parent homes. We came with a mother and a father that was married for decades or whatever, how long they were married. And, you know, and I think that that set the tone. It's like, you know, I know what marriage looks like.
And I
think that's another plus.
I would say, even if you don't, I would say look to, because everybody can't. I would say, no, Tina, I would say look to, everybody didn't come from the background we did. I would say look to other couples and get black and get real and realize everybody has their challenges. Every situation, whether you're single, whether you're a single parent, whether you're married, whether you going through a divorce, whatever, whether it's complicated, whatever situation it is, it has its challenges.
Yeah. Yep. And I would have to say that, you know, learn to love yourself. And I think what we've learned in our, growing up is that we know how to be loved by men, because we were loved by our father. So we were loved by our, and I think that we know what it looks like for a man to love someone. If you're, you know, when your father loves you the way that we know, and when you say it's different if your mother raised you. And I'm experiencing that now with a family situation, where if your mother raised you and she didn't like men and she was very, you know, hard on men or had an opinion about relationship with men, that you perpetuate onto your children. And I definitely believe that I saw love. I knew what love meant. I knew what a relationship, people being together in the house, even if they was arguing and fighting or whatever they were doing, you know, I knew that. And that's why when I'm looking at some of my girlfriends and they're saying, I just want a man, I'm like, do you know how to be in a house with a man? Because if you've only lived with your mother, she was a single mother, now you've been living alone, do you know how to be in a relationship with a man and actually, you know, understand that sometimes every fight ain't worth it. You know, just go in your closet. Like you said, just go up in your closet, have your wine.
Those are good points to bring up. And I will tell you, for me being single all these years, my daddy, I was his favorite. He loved me to death. And
that's why it's gonna be hard for a man to live up to your dad.
Yes, he can bring, and you know, my cousin, she asked me, she said, I hope you're not looking for nobody that's going to be him. And I said, no, I'm not putting anybody up there. I ain't trying to expect that.
Set the mold. He set the foundation of what to look for.
And I'm not just going to accept anything. And I'm not just going to rush into anything. So that's why I've been single all these years. It's because of a choice. And honestly, with him, he hasn't been here for the last couple of years, but he's instilled things in me that know that you have a certain
hard work,
and you don't move, you don't go below that. And even if your father was not involved in your life, or ladies, I will tell you who wasn't, I would say reach out and do the counseling, do the work that
you do
so that you can get instill the values in yourself and the self-esteem within your. Now, I had my daddy telling me you the shit, but if you didn't have that, you tell yourself that. And
some
women don't.
I have to say that's where we are different than a lot of people, because when our dads taught us how to be loved, you know, we had hardworking daddies. They didn't lay out on the couch waiting for somebody to bring them their beer. You know, we come from some different stocks. We come from different stocks. So a man that's going to be laying on the couch, he better be Jeff Bezos. That money over there already working. Look, it ain't no way in the world.
My daddy worked until he was 80 years old. Going to a job every day until he was 80. He just did not want to retire.
He still went.
He thought he was supposed to go, but he wasn't supposed to go.
Exactly. So he retired and he was going back up there to hang out with them and eat lunch.
He would go. They was like, just come on. You know, he would go and hang out with the people that wasn't even supposed to be said work. Well, yeah. Just go up there because he was just used to going all the time.
Yeah. I tell you that is something that we may not know, but that has been instilled in us. When your dad, you looking at him like your dad, you know, coming home and you're from a hard day's work. A woman wants to take care of that man and make sure, you know, he got everything he need until he get ready to go to work again. Because we know that he's providing for a family. And that's why I keep looking at people and they like, they just don't know. They keep looking for this magic Prince Charming to roll up and pay for everything and buy everything. And you know what? That requires some time. That requires some definite time investing in a person before, you know, you can truly find that person. So
well, I would say too, for those men, like my father, he was married by the time he was 25. So again, let's get black and get real about the leftovers that we're dealing with. And I'm a leftover too, you know. So we gotta get black and get real. Don't have these
unreal.
My father was the shit.
But he is not going to be available. Method Man is not available.
That man been married. He might cheat on her with you, but he's not going to leave
his wife. When a woman see that man that y'all talking about, that man, they're going to snatch him up so fast.
Exactly.
Nobody else going to be able to get to him.
Yvette, he's not single. He gonna get his wife and stay with him.
Yeah.
He ain't going nowhere.
Because it's cheaper to keep him.
Stay here.
Once you get, it's cheaper to keep him, right? That's why I'm like getting a divorce. Just imagine you gotta pay two mortgages and some people gotta pay some child support. They gonna have to pay for college. Y'all together trying to pay for college. Now y'all gonna have to, she gonna be like, where your money at? What? She need this, she need. And you know, it's like, make it work.
Exactly.
Ladies, I think this is a great life shit.
This is a life shit. I hope a sister listen because all them sisters out there that thinking, I need a man, I want to get married. You better look at your life and say, what example of a man are you basing all these criteria on? Mm. Because if it's some fantasy that you and your mama created because y'all ain't had that man, girl, he ain't coming.
He's not coming. And what I would tell you is just pray to God, get yourself together, and then whatever happens. You know, you're not perfect either. That's what women, I think we feel, we don't see our flaws. And so we think we're so perfect in everything. We have flaws just like men. By the time you get to your mid-30s, you got some baggage. You got a bunch of baggage. And so everybody has that baggage. And don't count someone out who might be your guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, it might be. Well, the girl, this was good. So I'm gonna tell you, we're gonna put a stamp on it. We're gonna say single women. Y'all better go and find, and you better go in there and listen to this podcast because these girls got something to say. See y'all, ladies. Love you. I'm Tina.
Looking for a secure career and a stable job? Let's get that right. Information technology is big and here to stay. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, IT jobs such as network system administrators, cybersecurity experts, programmers, cloud and computer systems analysts are expected to increase a whopping 31% by 2029. That's where Texas Premier Technology Institute comes in. The Technology Career Training Institute offers you the top industry acclaimed certifications, including CompTIA, Cisco, and Microsoft, in just a matter of 12 weeks. Here's the take. You may also qualify for free tuition and job placement assistance if you're currently unemployed or even underemployed. Contact TPTI at 1-888-490-TPTI or online at tpti.us.